Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Carl Setzer. He's a commodity risk analyst with AgVisor. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing great, Shauna. How are you today?
Good. Carl, we have some USDA numbers coming out here this morning.
You know, we do. And when these come out, all attention is going to be on the acres right away, Shauna. It always is. Farmers are always interested in acres and what's going to be planted. You got to take the planted acreage numbers with a grain of salt because they're estimates, they're projections. And the average estimate that everybody is looking at is 90, you know, we're right at 95 million corn acres and 85 million soybean acres. My personal opinion is those are a little bit too high. We're not seeing a big, early spring. We haven't seen big planting numbers already. Nobody's starting to move too much. And, forecasts really don't lead towards big activity in the next few weeks, which is what we would need. We've got a lot of fall tillage to get done yet, and even some harvest in some places. So I think that whatever we get for an acreage number, trade is going to look at it with a little bit of a side eye and then kind of move on. The stocks, though, I think we have to pay a little bit more attention to the stocks than what everybody's been focusing on. Corn stocks expected to come in the tightest in the past 3 years for this time of the year. Soybean stocks also on the snug side, but they're both adequate, as is wheat. Everything is adequate, and we have to remember that. The question is what do these stocks mean going forward? And in, like corn, even though we're at a three-year tight level, like I mentioned, we got some ethanol plants slowing down. That could easily add to a bigger corn supply as we move forward. There's talk that it could add 400 million bushels to the U.S. balance sheet. Well, that's a big number. And so there's, a lot of moving parts, but really what we'll see in the March 31st numbers here, Shauna, it really won't answer questions. But it'll give us a base to start building off as we move through the production season. And like I said, especially on them acreage numbers that will change, we'll set up for a big June report when we have the June revisions. Those will get more attention than normal, I expect.
Okay. And when we look at soybeans, looking at some of your notes, we're seeing some heavy sales out of Brazil, aren't we?
We are. We are seeing a lot of competition out of Brazil. The coronavirus down there, and this is something to look at, it is a factor in South America, but their government isn't as concerned about it or isn't putting the restrictions on, I should say, that the U.S. government is. So they keep pumping these soybeans into the export market. Some shipping companies are getting a little concerned, exposing their workers to the virus and what it could mean down the road. But what we're looking at is the soybean values, and it comes back to the currency valuations. The U.S. dollar at an all-time high, the Brazilian real at an all-time low means that soybean farmers in Brazil are getting a six-year high for their soybeans. They're getting record income down there. So they want to sell as many as they can. So not only selling soybeans that they just harvested, but they're selling next year's soybeans as well. And that's put a lot of pressure on the United States, but at the same time, getting them soybeans sold and getting them through the export channels are two different things, especially when you have countries starting to ramp up their demand like China.
Eric will be right back with more.